for any marriage to work, there are some things that needs to be done. Marriages that you see that stay the test of time was not just by luck. There are some steps that the couples took to make that marriage to work. Every marriage needs to be spiced up. Today, I'm going to be giving us some tips on how we can spice up our marriage. Welcome to Mary's Table Talk. My name is Mary Egbude. I'm running a series on marriage. The last episode we had was The Marriage Killers. Today, we're going to be looking at tips that we can use to spice up our marriage. First and foremost, I want to advise us that because we are before we got into marriage, we had a relationship. We were friends before we got married. And if you can remember, you know, during the courtship, there's a lot of romance, a lot of I love you, a lot of things that we did. Unfortunately, when we get into marriage, some of those things we threw them away. But they are very, very vital. They are very, very vital. So the first thing I want to say here is for one of the spices I want to give you to spice up your marriages, say I love you to your spouse often. Tell your spouse how much you love him or her often. Say it often. Then secondly, offer gifts to your spouse. Don't say because you are not married, she doesn't need gifts or he doesn't need a gift. When you were in courtship, you buy gifts for each other. Offer gifts to your spouse from time to time. It doesn't have to be his birthday or her birthday. Just buy something, no matter how small, something to appreciate one another. Then thirdly, support your spouse in the kitchen. This goes to our men. Don't think because she's a woman, she must be the one to do the cooking. Always look out, make out time to support her in the kitchen. Make out time to help her do one or two things in the kitchen, even if it's for you to cut onions, even if it's for you to fry egg, whatever it is that you know you can be of help to your partner. Please do that. It will help to spice up your marriage. Then spend time together. Try and spend time together. Make out time. Don't always have excuses to be away from your partner. Spend time, good quality time together, and discuss issues that pertains to you, your family. Then honor each other. This is very, very important. Most of us feel because we are not married to this person, or we don't need to honor that person anymore. We honor outsiders more than we honor our spouse or our husband or our wife. Honor your partner. Honor each other. It will help to strengthen your marriage. It will spice up your marriage. Then forgive. Marriage is all about forgiveness. Everybody has their own flaws. There is no time you will not be offended. There is no time your partner will not offend you. Learn to forgive quickly and move on. Don't keep malice. Don't hold things down. Learn to forgive quickly. Accept your spouse's shortcomings. Just know my spouse has a habit, might have a habit that you cannot tolerate. Try as much as you can to accept that shortcoming. Try as much as you can to help that person to overcome that particular habit or flaw. Help each other. Demonstrate faithfulness and truthfulness. Demonstrate faithfulness and truthfulness to your partner. Then work for a fruitful sexual relationship. Sex is very important when it comes to the issue of marriage. Work for a truthful sexual relationship. Sex is not sin in marriage. Sex is not abomination in marriage. Sex is not taboo in marriage. I've seen the couples that will tell you that they don't make love on Sunday because they feel it's a holy day. There is nowhere it is written in the Bible that you cannot make love on Sunday because it's holy. Sex is not sin before God. Actually, God designed sex in marriage for the couples to enjoy. It is for the couples to enjoy. Then, number 10, go an extra mile. Go an extra mile for your partner. Don't say I love you and love you and you cannot do something extra. Go the extra mile for your partner. Be there for your partner. Stand by him or her when there's trouble. Go the extra mile. give tender touches. Give tender touches. In this part of the world, in Africa, I see men don't even like their wives to touch them in public. Give tender touches. This person is your partner. If you need to hold hands, if you need to hug, if you need to hold each other, give tender touches. It goes a long way to bring bonding in marriage. Throw meaningful glances at each other. Throw meaningful glances at each other. Smile at each other. Laugh at each other. Throw meaningful glances. It's not all every time you need to be serious. It's not every time you need to frown. Throw meaningful glances to each other. Then appreciate your spouse generously. Appreciate. Don't be stingy with generosity. Be very, very generous when it comes to your spouse. Appreciate him or her generously. Look for a way to make that person happy. Appreciate him or her generously. Then also pray together. A couple that prays together stays together. It is important. Pray together. Pray about everything, about your business, about your children. Even if you don't have children yet, your future children. Pray about your health. Pray about your finances. Pray about your neighbors. Pray together as partners. Then you must be one. The Bible said, one plus one is one. You must be one. You must share things together. You must be together. You must be one. There must be oneness. There must be unity. Just the same way the Holy Trinity, they are three in one person. You must be one with your partner. Don't be different entities, even though you are different human beings, race, but you must have one mind. The Bible says, can two work together except they agree? There must be an agreement between two of you. You must be one. Surprise each other. Surprise one another. I said it before, with gifts, with your comments, with a lot of surprise each other. Let your marriage always be full of surprises. Always. Celebrate special days like birthdays, Christmas, wedding, anniversary. This means a lot to us, especially with women. It means a lot to us. It is very terrible when our husbands forget our birthdays. When our husbands forget a lot of special days in our lives. Make sure you have those days penned down somewhere. And have a reminder on your phone to remind you earlier that this is your birthday, your anniversary. Some people, even on anniversary, they forget. Try and write down these dates and let them be, and take notes of them. Very, very important to us as women. Even to men. Men appreciate it too. Try to remember your husband's birthday. Celebrate your husband. Celebrate your wife. Give surprise birthday presents, surprise birthday parties if you can afford it. Surprise them. Settle differences amicably or understanding in the secret. Settle differences amicably. I know there will be a lot of issues. There will be time where there will be issues, but settle it amicably. Look for a way to forgive on time. Don't always want to prove a point. Don't always want to be the one that will talk last and win last. You know, sometimes we argue and argue. We want to be the one to say last, to argue last. That we know that we are. But you don't need to prove a point to your partner. Settle your differences amicably. Love each other's family. Love each other's family. Please love your husband's family. Love your wife's family. It is important. It is very, very important. We notice even my little years of experience in marriage, I noticed that no matter how a man loves the wife, if you don't like their family, they have this reservation for you. Love their family. Try as much as you can. The Bible said, as much as you can, be at peace with all men. Some people might be very difficult, I understand, but you have to make a way to love them. Look for a way to love them. Love each other's family. Love each other's friends and hobbies. You know, your husband likes football, is in Man U. Try and be Man U for his sake, even if you don't like Man U. Don't start fighting Man U and go and join another team and you start quarreling over football or whatever. You know, there are some things you need to just take in because of your spouse. Love your friends. The ones friends you don't like, you can pray them out of your husband's life. Pray them out of your wife's life. But love their friends, love their hobbies. Then engage in good and constructive communication. Always communicate. Communication is very vital when it comes to the issue of marriage. Accept your spouse unconditionally. No matter the fault, no matter the default, accept your spouse unconditionally. And don't play the comparing game. Don't compare your spouse with anyone or anyone else. Just love your spouse unconditionally. Then tell your children how much you love your spouse. Let your children know that there is a bonding between you and your spouse. Let your children know that you love your spouse dearly. And show it also, not only by sins, show it by actions. Encourage and comfort each other. When there is need to encourage one another, please be there for your spouse. Encourage them, comfort them. When they don't have promotion and they are in the office and they come back gloomy, be there to comfort them. Don't add to the problem. Don't castigate them. Don't condemn them. Comfort them. Work to supplement family income. As much as you can, work to supplement family income. Your family comes first. Always work to supplement family income. The woman can help the husband. The husband will also help the wife. Support your spouse's vision. If your spouse has a vision, please support it. You don't need to envy your spouse. The two of you are one. So you don't need to envy your spouse. If your spouse becomes popular and famous, it is for your glory too. So support the vision of your spouse and help him or her to fulfill their vision and purpose. Then kiss your spouse generously. Kiss your spouse generously. It is your partner. It is your friend. The person, the body, her body belongs to you. His body belongs to you. Kiss her generously. Use humor generously at home. Always be friendly and always humorous at home. Don't always be a tyrant. Don't be a tiger. Don't always be frowning and shouting and people will be avoiding you. Use humor generously at home. Talk proudly of each other. Whether the person is there or not, talk proudly of each other. And that's the last one. Wow. With all these points and tips I've given, I'm sure if you start practicing them now, you will see the difference. You will see your marriage begin to blossom. You will see love begin to radiate in your home. I want to thank you for listening again to my podcast. Please don't forget to share this with your friends and families. Know that there are people out there that need to hear this and they need to be blessed. Thank you so much. I'm expecting you to listen to me. I'll see you in my next podcast. This is Mary's Table Talk, and my name is Mary Egbude. And in case you want to talk to me or you want to reach me, so anyhow, my phone number is 080-231-53584. You can chat me up on WhatsApp or send me a message. God bless you. Thank you for listening.